Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thing that's happened to me, which is going to be really interesting to gauge kind of going down the road here, it would appear, I don't want to necessarily say it's Bieniemy, but it would appear that Bieniemy has dramatically changed how much people are able to video during practice, to the point where there was the shooting for actual, like, real cameras, even reporters with their cell phones, but like the actual television photographers that come to practice.
Mm-hmm.
The shooting, and so people that understand this, and this is standard across the league, this is not unique to here, but typically NFL rules dictate that the media is not allowed to shoot anything that would provide a competitive advantage,
mm-hmm.
which is understandable. Different teams limit how much you can see, and it appears that things are getting very, very limited. Right now, though, we're going to talk to our friend Jarrett Bell from USA Today. I was with Jarrett the last few days in Minnesota. Jarrett, what's going on, man? You make it home safe?
Yeah, I'm good. I see you back home and back on the air yourself.
Yeah, you just don't come into the office, though, Jarrett.
I'll be there tomorrow, B. Hopefully you'll bring gumbo.
I won't be here tomorrow.
Modern technology, right?
I got something to do. I got let CK know.
Jarrett, so what I'm curious, you've been doing this a long time. You've covered probably the sale from Jack and Cook to Dan Snyder, but you've been around sales all over the country. Different teams, different franchises. What do you make of hearing Jerry Jones and then Roger Goodell talk about the sale of the Commanders?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all, you know, rather interesting. I mean, think about JP and B. Mitch where we were a year ago, right? When it was like, you know, will he sell? Can he sell? Will they vote him out? So just to get to this point is good. The fact that they want Snyder gone, they want to be done with this. And when I say they, I'm talking about, you know, fellow NFL owners in the league and all of that. So, you know, the ball has moved, you know, down the field a bit. It's matriculating, but there still is work to be done in terms of the structure and as they vet this thing to really make sure that it all complies. I mean, that's the biggest thing I heard out of this, and I don't think it's any news to you guys who have been on it, you know, a lot more intimately than I have in terms of following, you know, each step along the way. And it's like, okay, can this deal go through? Can they get everybody to comply with what the NFL rules are with regard to the partners and having the equity and the money up and, you know, all the things that go into these big business deals. Now, the one thing that I think is interesting, ironic probably is a better word, is that there has been some talk about getting the deal to comply with, you know, NFL policies and how they don't want to get into a situation where they're changing rules to get this thing done. So they, you know, it's like if you already own a franchise and you came in under a certain set of rules, then you want to make sure that the next person that comes in as your partner is playing by those same rules. That being said, the money has gotten so much bigger. The possibilities of financing that goes beyond individuals, and you start talking about different funding mechanisms and companies and so on and so forth. I think that's something the NFL is going to have to come to grips with. Now, I don't know if that – I don't think that happens on this deal, but moving forward, if the Commanders sell for $6 billion and then the next franchise, whatever it is, goes beyond that and so on and so forth, well, you know, I think it's going to be a real – stretch for people to expect that an individual is going to have that kind of cash, even if with partners and stuff. And so I think that's down the road in terms of what can happen. But the thing that's ironic about it is that when Dan Snyder bought the franchise and the NFL didn't want Howard Milstein, you know, they
made it work.
Backwards.
They made it work.
Yeah, they've been over back. Yeah, they've been over backwards to get Snyder in. And so now, here you go again, you know, a generation later, saying, can you, yeah, like you said, be Mitch, make it work and bend some rules.
But I think ultimately,
that's the ironic part about it.
It's that old saying, what'll make you laugh, make you cry. But ultimately, as I look at this thing, I know Tepper is talking about how this should change. It's a lot of these owners that are coming in now, they come in with a different mindset than the old school owners are. But Jerry Jones, being of an old school ownership, he seems to be leaning towards, let's change this thing to get the right people in.
Yeah, no, you know what, though? But see, Jerry, you know, he's old school just because he's been at it now for 30-something years. And I think, you know, like, you know, Jim Irsay been there longer than Jerry. You know, Art Rooney, in a sense, and John Mayer, you know, but they kind of inherited it from their father. So, their families have been in it, but they necessarily hadn't been there as long as you. Anyway, the whole point that I want to make is that, you know, Jerry's kind of old school, but he's actually new school when you think about kind of his whole history in terms of when he bought the team. And I know one of the things with Jerry, and then think about this, you know, when Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys in 1989 for like $150 million.
That's a come up right there.
Right? Yes. Yeah. So, but the thing that Jerry will tell you is that, you know, he leveraged everything that he had with regard to his personal finances and you know, all the money he made and oil and everything. He put it all on the table to get the Cowboys. Obviously, it's paid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that he's always kind of, you know, said to me when we've talked about these things is that he really appreciates owners like a David Tepper who kind of come in and they've made their money and other businesses and really, you know, didn't inherit it. They were self-made millionaires, billionaires, actually. And so they definitely have a different mindset when it comes to, you know, trying to make these deals work. And Snyder fit into that category as well when you go back to, you know, how he got in and how he made his fortune to the point where he could, you know, buy the team. But it was, you know, it was a thing where they had to really be creative in terms of, you know, their financing and how they were going to put these deals together. So I think that's one of the things you see, and I think that's kind of probably what you're talking about with regard to, you know, Tepper and Jerry and how they want to see some of these deals go down.
Jared, if your time is tight and you need to run, that we understand. We appreciate you making time for us. Do you need to go or you want to keep talking? And it's cool either way.
No, I'm good here. I'm just sitting here. Okay. I got a couple errands I'm trying to run, but, you know, we're good.
Okay. So, to that point, one thing I thought was really interesting yesterday the owners tried to get the flex Thursday night games done in March in Arizona, and it got shot down. So then they came up with a new, I think a more fair proposal, given a month notice and such, and it got passed. But they had 8 votes against it, which rarely happens where you really push it to the limit of what gets approved. And the news that has come out is the folks that voted against it, it's the old school owners. I mean, it's Mara, Rooney, the Lions, the Bears, Irsay. It seems like, I think for a while in NFL ownership circles, everybody was very kind of respective of old school leadership. But it seems like that may be turning towards, hey, man, this is a business, and we're going to run this thing as a business. Do you see that at all?
Yeah, to a degree, and you're right. This thing was split along those lines where there's old guards, for sure, you know, add Mark Davis and the Raiders to the cachet of no votes. And Tepper was kind of on the fence. He abstained, and then he ended up voting for it. And, you know, he told me that he wanted to see some changes from the proposal in March, which, you know, you touched on with the 28-day window. Anyway, I think you see sometimes these votes fall along those lines, but not always. But and so this is just one of those examples where it did happen. But, you know, I think it'd be a stretch to say that it's always going to be old school versus, you know, new school, if you will, because
sure.
Some of these issues, you know, kind of go the other way. Mm-hmm. And so, but in this case, yeah, it definitely, you know, broke that way. And from the people that I talked to, I don't think they wanted to budge. But, you know, it's a one-year deal right now. And so the proposal that they passed, the resolution that they passed, it's a one-year deal, so we could be coming back here next year, and I think the question would be whether or not any of those 24 who voted for it will join the camp of the 8 who voted against it, you know? So I think right. That's a possibility moving forward. You know, 28 days to flip a game, it definitely speaks to looking out for the fans, but you know, when you start talking about the viewers at home, it's like, well, I don't know. If we can really tell that, you know, 28 days from now, this game is going to be this or that. So
28 days is 4 weeks. That could be 4 losses, 4 wins, or 2-2, 3-1. It can adjust to where you don't want to see that game on Thursday.
I know. It just, yeah. So 2 weeks definitely seemed like it was, you know, better for what they were trying to accomplish. But I think 28 also now makes it seem like, well, you know, there's probably not going to be, you know, very many of these games on Thursday night that are going to be flexed, which the NFL had kind of said even back in March. They were like, you know, we only average like 1.5, you know, games that we flex out anyway. But, you know, when you start talking about late season, prime time, I think, you know, yeah, for the viewers, if you're the league, yeah, you want to have the most attractive games there. But like you said, D-Mitch, you know, 4 weeks is a long
time. Hell yeah. Your season be made or broken.
Things can happen quick.
Yep. And hey, not to mention that your quarterback might have a torn ACL next week and, you know, anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff, right? Man.
We're talking with our friend Jarrett Bell, NFL columnist for USA Today. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Jarrett Bell. Jarrett, this time of year is OTA season across the NFL, and more, and it's been happening for some time, but you get star players that don't come to OTAs. Lamar missed a session in Baltimore. Steph Diggs apparently isn't coming to Buffalo. I have a question for you. Did the union – Or maybe the owners, whoever did it, did they do a disservice to their teams by making this voluntary and thus creating these schisms? Or is this all kind of media-driven anyway?
Yeah, the voluntary thing, and I've talked to, you know, people on the union side for, you know, going back a number of years on this issue, and I think they felt it was important to have that voluntary stipulation in there for, you know, every player situation is different because for some guys you're young and you need to be there just because you need to learn. Right. Whereas a guy who's 8 years in the league, he may not need it. Not to mention, you know, how guys may need the recovery time. And that's different from person to person. B. Mitch, you can speak to that. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, a guy may really go through a deal where he's coming off an injury or had a grueling season for, you know, and just needs more time to heal. So, you know, all of these different factors come into it. But what really kind of drives it from a media standpoint, JP, is when you start talking about these situational occurrences, right? So Chase Young, we're not talking, you know, we're talking about, okay, his contract situation is, you know, uncertain. Steph Diggs, remember at the end of the season, you know, he blew up at the end of the season when they lost to Cincinnati. So, you know, so there's a storyline that's attached to that. Lamar, not so much this year, but obviously last year, you know, there was a storyline about him and his contract. So that's where these, you know, situations are really, you know, driven to be more interesting or not. You know, when I saw you yesterday, JP, you asked me what I thought about Chase Young not being there. And I said it was interesting knowing, you know, his contract situation, but it's still a bit early, way early to, you know, get too panicky about it. You know, if you're Washington or the fans or anything like that, because we're talking about the middle of May. So, things will work themselves out. And, you know, look back to Washington lashing with Payne. I mean, it was the same sort of thing, you know, where they ended up getting that contract done later. And, you know, Chase Young, they invested a lot to get him when they got him in the draft, you know, a few years ago. And, I tend to think that they want to still keep him around, no doubt. So
it's going to be, yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, hey, Jared, thank you for making time for
us,
man. My thought is always, if they came up with a different term than voluntary or something, they could have alleviated a lot of the headaches.
All this stuff happened even back in my day. They were saying it was voluntary, but they were saying how certain people that has been happening since the beginning of time. That hasn't changed.
Yeah, it's voluntary until you really need to be there to keep your job, right?
Exactly.
Right. Exactly. It's probably not voluntary for a sixth round pick or a UDFA or, you know what I mean?
I told you it's called voluntary.
Yeah, voluntold. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate you, man.
All right, bro.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Appreciate you, Jay.
Jared Bell, USA Today. Great
It's
writer,
like people think all that
dude.
Stuff just started. It's been like that since, I'm serious, the 90s. We got a voluntary camp, but I think you need to be there. You know what I mean? So it ain't changed.
Did you ever miss any of the voluntary stuff? Even for, like, you know, your daughter was sick or something?
Nah. Early on, they were never sick. Never had those issues. Like my whole thing, I was living here, and they had bonuses for going to practice. Well, hell, I'm going to practice. I believe in making my money.
Sure.
Like today, they don't have to make money. They get all their money up front. Hell.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody.
Not everybody, but a lot of them. And a lot of the dudes that don't go to the camps, they already got some cheddar, believe me.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, dude, I don't think it's a – very rarely are the people not going to voluntary stuff big – first – like, they're almost always first-round picks or folks on a second contract that have gotten a lot of money.
There you go.
Very very rarely is this a fourth-rounder grinding to make a roster in his third year.
Oh, no. He is there. He's like, he's trying to carry bags and everything else, man.
Right. So. All right. We're going to keep this going. You got to hear Scott Pioli, former GM of the Patriots in their heyday, the Chiefs. Pioli knows what he's talking about. I thought Pioli had a really interesting take on the OTA issues, we'll call them. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best.
best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.